Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power.
God bless each and every one of you for tuning in on this Monday afternoon, regardless of where you're zooming in or tuning in from or logging in. My God, all over the world, we still give you the praise and blessings. We thank God for each and every one of you for tuning in. I know for you, I know for a fact, I know that it's you right now. My God can testify, my God, of the song that you can feel your blessings gonna get ready to come in right now. It's due to you, it's owed to you. And I know, my God Almighty, you've been waiting, you've been holding on for the blessings of the Lord to come ring you down and overtake you. I'm telling you right now, you don't have too much longer. Begin to see the blessings of the Lord that trickle in. Some of you will have a testify. You can testify right now and say, you know what, Pastor, I could feel my God, and I know that my blessing is already here because of the different things been happening to me, the favor that has been going on. But nevertheless, I'm telling you right now that your time is right now. God bless you once again for tuning in. I thank God for each and every one of you. I'm telling you right now, you have the victory, but you're going to have to keep pressing and keep moving on. This is a new time and a new place that God is setting his people. You're going to have to just receive it. Some people is not going to like it, my God Almighty. Nevertheless, you got to get to that table and spread, regardless of how it might make you feel. And sometimes doesn't feel good, but nevertheless, we still give God the praise and we give him the honor. We thank God for what he is doing in our life. And my God Almighty, listen, we're going to go ahead and bring on our intercessor, Mother Price. My God, for she can go ahead and take authority and go ahead and begin to intercede with us on this afternoon. God bless you, Mother Price.
God bless you too, Pastor.
Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, Father God, in the name of Jesus, first of all, I'd like to give God honor, who is the head of my life, and to Pastor Temple and First Lady Temple and ADM members and frontline. Father God, we come to you once more, God, humbless we know how, coming to the throne, God, like never before. God, we just come just thanking you, all this within us. We thank you for blessed day, God, a day that we never seen before. God, we thank you for life, health, and strength, God. We thank you how you breathe into our lungs this morning, God. And we will begin to rise up, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we thank you, God, because the air tip is in our body. God, we begin to get up and walk and wash our face and brush our teeth and groom ourselves. And yet and still, we were still saying thank you all at the same time, God. We thank you how you kept us safe all last night, God, enough to now, God. We realize it wasn't ourselves, God, but it was only you in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we still thank you for the healing power that you're still healing, delivering power, God. We thank you for making a way out of no way when it seems like there's no way, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord. We thank you for the food that you prepared on our table in our freezer. Oh, God, we thank you just for that, too, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for every ear that have an ear to hear today in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. We thank you how you're just beginning to, we see your hand moving, God, everywhere we go, God. You're giving us favors everywhere, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, glory be to God. In the name of Jesus, we say hallelujah, hallelujah, God, because you're worthy to be praised, God. Oh, God, we thank you for blessing us when we going out and blessing us when we come in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you for doing what you're doing, God. We thank you for continually to pull on our family members, God, saving and delivering the mighty name of Jesus, God. Even our neighbors, God, we thank you for saving, delivering, setting the captain free, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you today, God. Oh, God, created us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for opening our eyes that now we can see, God. We thank you for opening our ears that we can hear, God. We thank you for your word, God, that you spread a table and we begin to eat, God, and digest your word, God. We thank you, God, for feeding our footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we lift up every minister up to you today, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, continue to let them stay up on the wall, God. Don't let them come down, God. And let them continue to cry out your truth, God. To cry out your truth, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you for your truth, God. And it has awakened us, God. It's shaking us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just thank you for what you're doing, God. We lift up our grandkids up to you, our kids and our great-grandkids, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you continue to save them, deliver and set them free, God. Raise them up, God, in the manner that you will have them to be, God, and use them for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we cry out to you, Lord. Never be blessed, God. Cry out with souls, God, because when we look around, God, there's a many souls out there, God. So, God, let us go to them, God. Talk to them about Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, let us do the Moshe, God. Let us tell them that it's a still kind of a Moshe. There's a man named Jesus. He's still walking the earth. He's still delivering. He's still healing. In the mighty name of Jesus, he's still saving and delivering, setting the captives free. It ain't nothing that he can do. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I lift every single woman up to you this day, God. Oh, God, let them know that they is loved by you, Hallelujah. Everywhere they've been seeking a man to come to the boat, seem like they can't find the right one, because it's another boat, God. It's you they're seeking for, God. It's an empty on the inside, a barn on the inside, God, and they truly need you. So if I cry out for women today, God, do it for them in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let them wait on you, God. Let them wait, God. Let them wait. Pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Oh, have mercy today, Lord, on my soul, God. Thank you for your grace. Hallelujah, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We cry out right now, but before, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to raise means up, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, holy men. Hallelujah, that has a standard, that have a heart after you, God. Like never before, God. Oh, God, we thank you today. God, we thank you, God, because you got us back safely in our home, God. Didn't let no harm or danger come upon us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So somebody today should say, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for keeping me, God. Somebody today ought to say, I may not be everything that I need to be, God, but good God Almighty, when I look back, I'm truly not what I used to be, God. I thank you, the revolution, God. Thank you for cleaning us up, God. Thank you for washing us with your blood, eternal. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up every mother, every elder that it is today, Lord. We pray, God, that you strengthen them the most, God. We pray, God, that you keep them, shield and protect them while they're in their home, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. And let them continue to cry out your wisdom. Oh, out your wisdom like never before. To the young women, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, they need you in these last days, God. They need somebody with a mother with, God, to show them how to raise their kids, God. To show them how to dress, how to be respectful to their own self. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, we pray that you do it from in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We cry out to you once again, God. Oh, God, keep us shield and protect, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us stay focused on you, God. Let our minds stay on you, God, like never before, God. Don't let us look back, God, because we realize ain't nothing bad, but let us press toward the mark, God. Like never before, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us continue to love one another, God. In the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you, the Lord, oh, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we are constantly crying out, God. Keep us shield. Keep us covered in your blood, God. daily. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. These things we ask you, God, this day. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hey, glory be to God.
Amen. Amen. Bless you. I thank Mother Grace for that awesome prayer. Very dynamic, very heartfelt. And I thank God that we still have sincere people that get to see in the Holy Ghost, not interceding because they have a problem, but they will need God to fix a problem, but interceding in the Holy Ghost, that God is the fixer. No matter what, if I'm having a good day or bad day, God is still the answer. Listen, saints of God, before I move on, before we go a little bit farther, I just want to open up the lines, and I want to open up everyone, the lines that each one has a testimony. We want to give I want to give a little bit of section for different ones that has a little testimony that they want to share, my God, with others, how God done blessed them and what God done did for them in their life. I'm telling you right now, I wish I could really lay out for what God is doing in our life and how God is blessing me and my wife. Listen, I can't wait to get back on church on Sunday. I will share some of the testimony, but I can't go into details with all of it. But I'm telling you right now, God is blessing. I know that if someone that is listening in right now has a testimony, want to share what the goodness of God is doing, I'm telling you, if that's you, I want you to go ahead and press 1 on the line. Amen. My God, you go ahead and get your voice in. Don't sit back and wait and want to hear everybody else, or I just want to be conservative and let everybody else go, and I want to see. No, baby, you go ahead and tell what God is doing in your life, and it's just your most of God's life. Amen. Amen. So if you can, just go ahead and press 1 on your speed, press 1 on your phone. Amen. We want to let you on in and let God be with you. I know some of you probably saying, you know what, Pastor, I just have a fear. I'm a little scared, but that's all right, saints of God. One thing about it, I'm not going to be ashamed. I'm not going to have no fear for what God is doing in my life. I just thank God for what he is doing, and I got to let everybody know about it because it's been you standing in prayer, been you standing in a place, my God Almighty, that you know that God has. You know that it have not been for God on your side, you don't know where would you be. So I just give honor to God, and I praise God, and I bless his holy name, and I thank God. Listen, saints of God, please don't pull pastor to the side and want to share a testimony. I'm giving you the platform right now. Don't call me up if you don't have nothing to say. Amen. Amen. We want to go ahead and give you the platform right now to go ahead and share, because it's not about pastor here it all the time. My God, and I do get proud, and I do get motivated. Maybe it's your testimony can help somebody else that needs to hear what God has for you and what God wants to share with you. And I need you to begin to share what God has on your heart. God bless you. When I open up the line, I'm going to share the last 4 digits of your phone number. You're going to hear a beep, amen, to let you know that you are in, and I will let you know calling you on the air. My God, please, everybody that is listening, if you're calling in, you're pressing 1. I want you to begin to take your phones off of mute. You don't have to take it on, put it on mute, because we automatically do it when you call in through our dashboard. We'll open up the lines, but if your line is on mute, you forget, we try to bring you in, amen, able to get to you, you're going to end up missing out. Amen. God bless you. So we're going to open up the lines right now. God bless you. Call you on the air, Sister 589. God bless you.
Good afternoon, ABM family, and Pastor Temple, and First Lady Keisha. This is Shakita.
Shakita, God bless
Shakita
you.
Shakita, people. God bless
amen.
You.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. And I would just like to thank ABM Ministries and all you have done for me and my family spiritually, as well as other men. When I came to ABM Ministries, the day I came, I was in a bitter, utmost loss. I didn't know where I was going, what direction I was headed to. I don't know if I, at that point, I didn't know if I wanted to even pray to God no more.
Wow.
But Pastor Temple came to me, and right in the middle of the service, he walked right up to me. And he told me God loved me. And he told me God would be there for me. And he told me he'd have me. And he told me ABM would be there. And he'll make sure they'll help me along the way every step. And I be God. They have. But I would like to thank you, Pastor Temple, ABM family, for all that you have done for me and all that you do for this community, for this world. You are a blessing in the light of darkness, and we are living in dark times right now. So I would like to thank you for giving me the strength, the power, the glory to seek God and gain the spiritual nourishment that I needed to become to the next level woman that I need to be. Thank you, ABM. Wow. Thank you, Pastor Jumper. Thank you, First Lady Leticia. Thank you, First Lady Leticia, for everything and all. Mama C, Mama OG, Mama Clay, Junior, Brother Joe, Marisa. I love you guys all. And then if I love anybody else, I'll hug you on Sunday.
Amen.
I love you guys.
Amen.
Thank you, ABM.
Wow. Wow, we thank you, very heartfelt and we thank you, but we give all the praises to the Lord. And I'm glad that, you know, we have individuals who really can testify what a true church is supposed to be and what the results of a ministry that is representing God supposed to look like and the type of testimony and outcome, you know, what it's supposed to do. I just thank God that by your testimony, it ensures us, let us know we're doing our job according to the way the Lord designed it to be done. And I'm telling you right now, God have more for you and your family. Y'all stay on that path, keep going, and God going to, you're going to see, God going to oversee your expectation. Amen. It's going to be, It's going to happen. And I thank God for what he is doing for you and your life and how he is making and molding. Saints of God, it is a blessing. I thank God. Listen, if we have any more you want to go ahead and press 1, go ahead and press 1 on your phone at this time. Amen. Before I move on, because when we move on, that's it. My God Almighty, we don't want to get pulled to the side. I know it's a lot of ABM family on the line. You'd like to share your testimony, go ahead. Amen. Amen. We're given an opportunity right now, saints of God. And I just thank God for what he is doing in each and every one of your life, because it is a blessing, and it's always a blessing for what God is doing. And I'm telling you right now, my God, the best is yet to come. And I'm telling you right now, just not somebody who just speaking cliche words, but who's speaking, my God Almighty, that knowing for a fact, as long as you keep going on this path of truth and keep going what God has for you, the best is to come. And I just thank God for you all finna get ready to experience not just the good, my God, not just the great, but you finna get ready to experience God's best. Because it's on its way and it's just about here. And I thank God for what he is doing, saints of God. Listen, saints of God, it is a blessing for what God is doing in each and every one of our life. But I want to encourage each and every one of you to keep going. Listen, God, we've been dealing with, especially on Sunday, my God, new beginning, getting ready to launch a new beginning. Everybody can understand that you, at some point you got to hit the reset button. And at some point when you come into a new place and you come into a new place of yourself, you got to begin to understand that it's going to be some things and different things that you're going to do new and you're going to do different. Some of your thought patterns has to be different. Some of you how you make decisions have to be different. How you handle business have to be different, because you cannot come and handle, my God, something new the same way that you handle the old thing. Amen. And God is bringing us into a new place and a new place with him. And we want to get to the place where the table is spread for our life to keep increasing within God. So therefore, we got to make sure we start doing things new. Go ahead and recheck how we discern different things. Amen. How we outlook and see the spiritual things, instead of looking for people that is coming to be attacking, be a burden to us. Maybe God is trying to send somebody in our life to be a blessing to us. Amen. But if we keep using the same old perception, the way we've been walked on, the way we've been talked about, the way we've been used, the way we've been abused, the way we've been mistreated, we're going to miss the goodness out of this new walk. We're going to meet the goodness out of this new place. My God, it's just like a husband and wife, man. My God, you know, one minute you wasn't married, but now you come together in holy matrimony. Amen. What you've done in the past, my God, we probably got to change up on some things to make this relationship work. Why? This is a new relationship. I'm not by myself no more. I'm not single no more. Amen. So I got to readjust my way of doing things, and I got to readjust my outlook of things, amen, because I'm no longer by myself. I'm in a new relationship, and if I was operating by myself, maybe I'm going to end up being by myself, amen. So we don't want to be by ourselves. We want to keep our hands in the things of God. We got to understand, my God, if you're going to go to a certain place within God, not everybody going to agree along with it. Not everybody want to there with you. Not everybody is going to tag along with you. And you got to accept the fact that I'm going to have to cut some people off, and I'm going to have to cut some things out of my life. Amen. Sometimes we even turn our own children's, our own seed over to God. Why? Because they could be an operation that the devil is using to, my God, to try to sink my ship and try to sink you. Amen. And sometimes you're going to have to turn the individual over to God, for you can keep going. Because at the end of the day, if you allow somebody to take you out, or somebody to take you under, my God, when they come to their senses, you ain't going to have nothing to give them or to help rehabilitate them or to help reestablish them. Why? Because you are depleted. You are out yourself. You are drowning your own self. Amen. So sometimes you got to cut that tie. You allow an individual to get themselves together, for you can begin to go into a new place, amen, because you want to keep a hand in your life. And long as you at the table that is spread, you have enough to go around. Many of us don't have enough to go around, my God, for anybody, because at the end of the day, we've been holding on dead weight, and that dead weight has been, my God, taking us down and begin to sink our ship. But I'm telling you tonight, and I'm telling you as an individual, don't let that dead weight to sink your ship. Amen? Amen. Be honest with you, for the last 2 weeks, my God, we've been dealing with the story of Moses, the children of Israel, getting led out from Pharaoh, going into the promised land. My God, we don't show the demonstration, the walk. You got to get rid of some of these nuggets. Some of us got to get rid of some of the things. And God dropped nuggets, just like how he did with the children of Israel. He was dropping them nuggets. My God, he was the pillar of cloud by day. He was the fiery cloud by night. He rained manna down from heaven. My God, he must get them, my God, water to drink out of a dry places. Amen. And that's what God was do. Was they supposed to rain in the desert and God keep supplying that? No, God was just dropping down nuggets for they could get where they need to go. Keep the nutritions, my God, for they won't dehydrate, overheat, catch heat stroke. So he was giving them what they need to get to the promised land. Amen. And he had to do what he had to do because he wanted to get them to the promised land. God want to get you to the promised land. Sister girl, don't stop there, because you got a blessing right now. But this blessing is just there to give you the nutrition and the motivation that you need, for you can keep walking, you can keep running, you can keep pressing, you can keep moving, because you need to get to that area, that place of the promise. Amen. And that promise is, what is the promise? The promise that I'm talking about is the covenant blessing between you and God. God had a covenant relationship with Moses and the children of Israel. His promise was, I want to give you a land that flows with honey. Why? If you obey in me and you obey me, I will give you, my God, the land that flows with milk and honey. He gave them a promise, my God, through the covenant. They first had to make a covenant. You're going to follow me as I follow after God. God is the author of this ship, and God is the head of our life. And long as you follow me as we follow God, amen, you can begin to inherit the covenant blessing. Saints of God, I want to shift your mind. I want to shift your spiritual. I want to shift your perspective. Instead of getting the tangible things, let's get the covenant of things. Covenant, my God, is the lifestyle. It's, once again, it's like a husband and wife. A husband and wife, because they came together as one. Long as we keep walking in truth and we keep doing what we can do, I will get the covenant blessings of me and my wife. Amen. When I'm sick, she's there for me. When I'm hungry, she's there for me. Through the good times, where you ready to throw in a towel, she's there for me. Why? Because we bring in a covenant relationship. Now, if I have not come in a covenant relationship with my wife, by God Almighty, the expectation or accountability don't have to be there. If I need something to eat, she could tell you, go and fix it for yourself. My God, or nowhere around. Why? We have not made a covenant connection or covenant relationship, so I don't have duties or I don't have the responsibility to do different things for you as if an individual in covenant. Amen? I'm telling you right now, God want to bring you into covenant. Not only that, he want to bless you with a covenant blessing. That's where he will supply your all of your needs. My God Almighty. That's where he's going to step in and take care of everything that is with you. A lot of us is waiting on a healing. Your healing is in the covenant. Y'all hear me? A lot of us is waiting on our finances turn around. It's in the covenant, because once you step into the covenant blessing, you're going to begin to see the reign of the Spirit of the Lord begin to rain down in your life. My God Almighty, I'm telling you right now, I want to drive this in your spirit, drive this in your mind. That way, you don't get taken up, my God, taken from these gimmick trips no more. Gimmick trips to where, my God, we feel as though if I give this here, God finna rain this down on me. These gimmick trips, baby, let me tell you something. In the covenant relationship, the same as an individual, my God, is working the principles, you could get the principles blessings along with the covenant blessing. So you might as well just go for the covenant and just sum everything up. Amen. And just walk into the blessings of the Lord. And I'm telling you right now, sons of God, your blessing and your time is here. And it's time for us to begin to do things different. It's time for you to choose different partners. Amen. If the same old is constantly happening and you want something new, you're going to have to try something new and get out of the same mold. Amen. It's not something you pushing a person away. Y'all just outgrew each other. Amen. An individual is still stuck on the same mold, and you want more, and you want to just, my God, you want more out of your life other than the same results you're getting. So we're going to have to do some things different. Our thought pattern going to have to be a little bit different. Our walk pattern just going to have to be a little bit different. Our perception where we comprehend the different things of God, it's going to have to come by a little bit different. Therefore, what do I mean? I got to begin to pray. You need to begin to pray and ask God to give me people, to connect me with people is going my same direction, if not already there. Amen. I need folks in my life where I'm trying to go or where I'm trying to go on. My God, they already experienced it or they already there. That way, I can have somebody I could be able to connect to in the new. Amen. And I cannot bring the old into that respect that they're going to give me something new. Amen. We got to stop that, saints of God. We got to stop it. We got to get out of the place to where we expect the old to produce something new. The old is just going to produce old. The new is going to produce new. Even the Bible breaking it down so beautiful to where it says, my God Almighty, it's not going to pour old wine, stale wine into new wine. Amen. The old is just going to produce what it is. And the new is going to produce what it is. You cannot make, my God, something old to produce something new. You hear me? You can restore it, amen, to where it can look new, still the same old or the same old. Y'all hear me? It's still the same old thing. So some of us, we don't have that time trying to restore the oldness. We need to go ahead and walk into the newness. Amen? Just go ahead and give it on up. It haven't worked for you then. It's not working for you now. So let's get ready to give something new. Amen? And I'm going to share this last point, and I'm going to get ready to get off and move on. But amen? The number one thing is holding us back to begin to receive the newness and to walk into our new place is fear. Fear. Fear of the unknown. Fear that I got to relearn. Fear that I'm going to fail. Fear I'm going to have to be retaught. Fear. Absolutely. Everything that I just said is going to absolutely happen. Why? We gave this illustration on a prayer line, my God Almighty, not too long ago. You just elevated into another grade. If you elevate into another grade, amen, you got to learn what that grade has to offer. My God, once again, I said it once before and I said it again. Our kids is going into a new grade. My God. What they learned in the fourth grade, they ain't going to learn in the fifth grade. They're going to learn something more advanced. What they learn in the ninth grade, amen, they're not going to learn in the 11th grade. They're going to learn something more advanced. So you got to always, listen, you have to always be students to the word. You got to be a student to your walk with Christ. My God, because every door that you walk in, you're not going to know everything about that door or what's in that door. It's always a learning process. A learning process has to take place so you can operate on certain levels effectively. So let's get out of the fear and let's stop being so guarded, amen, and where we are missing the opportunity for we to walk into our table and spread. If you have not walked into a place of abundance, amen, if you have not walked into it, you got to learn how to walk into it. You got to learn what it looks like, and you're going to need somebody to help pour into you for you can begin to, my God, be effective, my God, in your blessings, amen, in your blessings. So say some God, let's get out of the fear. Don't let the devil hold us hostage with the fear of unknown, the fears I'm going to fail, is I'm getting way in over my head. Why? Because we're so used to, my God, struggling, juggling one bill to the next, my God, one payment to the next, and now we're getting into the place to where we don't have to juggle no more. My God Almighty, everything has been met. Every need has been met. Now I'm just so fearful because I'm so used to being in poverty and I'm not used to being in prosperity. So I'm so fearful going in prosperity because I'm comfortable here in prosperity. Why? Because I learned how to maneuver in a poverty place, but I don't know how to maneuver when I don't have no issues and no problem. See, that is the place where I need, my God, I'm preaching this afternoon. That is the place where God is trying to take your saints of God. We need to get out of a place where we got all these issues and all these problems. A lot of us are experts how to maneuver through problems, but yet we're still babies how to maneuver without a problem. Y'all hear me, my God Almighty. We expert how to seek God's face in a problem, but we're not expert how to worship God when we don't have a problem. Amen? So we need to get out of the old, move to the new, and the new is God don't want you to stress over no problem. So now I got to learn how to worship God when everything is all together. Worship God when everything is going my way. Worship God when the rain is coming down in my life. Worship God when I'm blessed going in and blessed going out. I need to learn how to operate on that level other than when God is flowing in my life. I'm peeping around the corner. I'm waiting for something to happen. I'm looking, my God, to see what kind of negative report I'm going to get ready again. I'm in the home, can't sleep because sooner or later I'm going to wake up from this dream. I'm going to wake up from this place. I don't think this place is reality. I don't think it's real. I heard people talk about it. I heard people say all this stuff about it. I even said something about it. I even quoted this thing. And now it begins to happen in my life where God is opening up the windows of heaven and pouring me out of a blessing. I'm telling you right now, saints of God, the devil is a lie. If I don't have room enough to receive, I'm going to do some reconstruction and I'm going to make sure I got room enough to receive the blessings of the Lord. Woo, my God Almighty. Saints of God, saints, my God, of God, peoples of God, let's walk out of the fear. Let's get out of the fear. Let's start taking something old and try to make that to produce a new thing. We try to take the old structure for it can produce a new walk or produce something. You get the oldness off and leave it where it's at, and you got to learn how to flow on the level that you are on. Mm-hmm. Different things increase if you want to stay down. Only way you're going to keep increase, you got to learn how to keep stacking the boxes and keep clamming, stacking and clamming, stacking and clamming, stacking and clamming. Amen. You got to learn how to keep doing it. And at some point, you got to learn how to listen to instruction, because when your boxes get so high, it seems though it get wobbly. It seems though high it gets, it start getting more motions. My God, it was stable at the bottom because you was comfortable. Now you're getting into a place where it's tight at, and I'm not used to this movement up here. I'm not used to this flow up here. I'm not used to, without you knowing, you still stable and you still solid as a rock. Amen. Amen. Let's get into a place of newness. Let's begin to walk. Let's begin to accept that God is bringing me into a blessed place. It's great to hear that folks say, I never had this happen in my life. Good, because you're in a new place. It should be something new. It should be mind-blowing. This is the place where it's new right now. But by this time, next year, it's going to be an old place where God said you need to come up higher. Amen. My God Almighty. It's going to be new now. But eventually, it's going to become your old. And God said, we got to keep going. We got to keep moving. Listen, saints of God, I'm finna get out of here. I'm telling you right now, I think I just preached my own self crazy. My God Almighty. And I love each and every one of you. I'm telling you right now, you keep giving God the praise. It's time to walk in something new. Some of this doctrine that doctrine that they don't gave interpretation, that they don't impregnate, that they don't infuse in our spirit. Some of us going to have to go through a spiritual transfusion. We're going to have to get some of this stuff out of us, amen, but we can be effective in God, but we can be effective in our daily walk, be effective in our life, amen. It's your life, it's your time. You can have and achieve what you want, what you need to have. It's here, the table is spread. Walk in it, let's go into something new. Forget the old things, put it back, your old church, where you've been church heard at, and all this kind of stuff. Let's leave it where it's at. My God Almighty, let's begin to walk into the newness of God. Saints of God, it's your time. Your old prayer life, leave it at the old. God want to give you a new one. Your old worship, God want to give you a new one. Your old praise, God want to give you a new one. Amen. He want to bring you out of a place of poverty, my God, and bring you into a place of more than enough. My God, a place of prosperity, a place. That is the place. That is the covenant blessings of God. That is the place where God wants us, saints of God, at. That's where you're supposed to be at. Amen. Let's begin to walk in the things of God and walk into the blessings of God. Amen. And let's get out of the place. But we feel so that I can bring the last grade into my now and think I'm a pastor class. It's not going to happen. Saints of God, y'all come on and rock with us. My God, this all this morning, from Tuesday through Friday, we're going to be rocking in the Holy Ghost in intercession. God, we're going to get ready to go into our tour day session. My God, I'm going to be right on at 7 p.m. interceding in the Holy Ghost. My God, starting next week on Tuesday, my God, the 1st of August, we're going to begin to go into our 8th month. A new beginning, interceding in the Holy Ghost, God redirecting us and finish washing us clean, because we want a clean slate and walk into the blessings and the blessings of the living God. I'm telling you right now, get geared up. This ain't a ministry for somebody who want to play around. This is a ministry for somebody who really want to get their life together and really want to get themselves right. We don't got time to play, but it's time to pray in the Holy Ghost. Till then, tomorrow morning at 7 a.m., you be blessed. I'll bless you.